Man, who knew that recording a podcast can be so difficult at times?
Apparently it's only when you're on a couch.
We're like on location today. Okay.
All right. Well, happy weekend.
I know, and happy episode 3.
I know, that's exciting. And we are recording them differently every single time.
Yeah, the first one was
in person.
In person at my house.
Yeah, in your studio.
And then the second time was virtually, which we had to record twice. Because the first time,
it didn't work.
We lost audio, or like I was saying,
it was just me just talking Ariana. To myself, me agreeing with myself, of course. And then now we're at my house, and you know, after some technical difficulties,
yeah, we were struggling. Issues, I think for what, like an hour.
We had breakfast though.
Yeah,
I mean, you brought us some coffees.
Yes, what from a place like 3 minutes from your house.
Amazing.
Without traffic. With traffic, it was like 5.
Of course. So what are we sipping on?
We are sipping on 2 dirty chais with oat milk.
Iced.
Definitely iced.
It's a sunny, beautiful day.
I know. For the first time, it's actually sunny. I was worried it was going to rain again.
Oh, yeah. No.
Because it rained on Thursday, and I was like, great, it's going to rain again while it was sunny all week.
Yeah.
But
I went to dinner at my parents' house by you on Thursday. I was driving back, and the rain was so crazy.
Yeah, it's like you always get stuck driving in the rain.
I'm always driving in the rain. It's ridiculous.
I was thinking about that last time you called me. You're like, it's pouring, maybe you should stay home.
It's not worth it, because like, who wants to? No one knows how to drive ever, even though we've all lived here for how long.
Yeah,
so it just doesn't feel safe.
I got new tires though, so I mean, I can drive in the rain, right, if I needed to. But
you're prepared. But who wants to? So in the midst of all of that, I'm all done with my drink.
I know. I was so focused on trying to get these microphones set up. I actually still have half a cup.
I have less than a quarter.
This place that we went to is really good. I forgot what it was called, like the Heeks.
So good. I love it.
Is that how you say it? The Heek?
The Heek. I think so. Yeah.
It's like a little
I walked there, which is nice.
Yeah, it's super close.
I also walked to get a happy hour burger yesterday at this place down the street from me called The Promiscuous Fork.
Ooh.
It's so good.
I like that name.
I had the happy hour burger on like Tuesday or Wednesday, and then last night again. I was like, okay, if I'm walking to go get it, then it's fine.
What makes it a happy hour burger? Is it like the price, or is it like a type of burger?
Okay. $7, but it's like a, you know how the whole smash patty is a big thing right now? So it's like 2 patties smashed together with caramelized onions.
Ooh.
Like pecorino cheese and this like garlic spread.
I don't even know what pecorino cheese is, but ooh.
I think it's like smoky, peppery. I don't know.
Like a smoked cheese?
Yeah. It's so good. And I watched the basketball game. Which is really good. And
it was on at my house, but I was kind of scrolling while it was playing.
Well, what's really cool is, so Caitlin Clark, who plays on Iowa, she's like killing it.
And she's the one breaking all those records and stuff now, right?
Yeah. And Kristen Juszczyk, who's Kyle Juszczyk's wife, is who's on the 49ers, and she made the jacket for
She does
Taylor
all the and she and did Brittany. Simone Biles.
Yeah. So she made one for Caitlin Clark for like the Final Four, and it's so sick. And it's just like, that is the power of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I mean, Taylor Swift's, it's connected to everything.
Everything leads back to Taylor.
Exactly. So that was really cool. So yeah, we had some really good bagels, some ties, and now I think we're ready to spill some tea.
I'm ready to spill the tea.
This entire week,
I've been ready.
I've been so fed with all of these shows. And not to mention that you started watching Summer House.
I did. And I have, okay, so I have like a good, not like tons of notes, but I have a good amount of notes. I have a good amount of questions. Mm-hmm. And I have a good amount of opinions.
Yeah.
Got all 3.
Organized.
Before we get into the shows, though, have you been keeping up with the, Kardashians? No, I'm just kidding. Keeping up with Gypsy Rose.
Oh my God. Yes. And
so,
she's back.
She's back with her ex-fiance. After leaving her husband.
Right. And this is the ex-fiance that broke up with her. They stopped dating before the show The Act was going to come out with Joey King on Hulu.
Oh.
Did you ever see the show?
I did.
Yeah.
And then I watched her like real life documentary stuff. I thought that stuff was so crazy. I mean, obviously, it's she shouldn't have done what she did.
Right, of course.
But, like, at the same time, I understand.
Yeah, no, I'm a Gypsy Rose stan. I was, like, cheering for Gypsy Rose.
I was, like, cracking up on The View when she had to, like, tell those ladies, like, no, what I did was wrong. Like, right. I know what I did was wrong, because I think they were trying to root her on, and she was like, no.
Yeah, but she paid her time. Mm-hmm. I mean, she did. But it's just crazy, because they both got matching tattoos. Did you see?
Yes, recently. Her and the ex-fiancé, right? Yeah. Yes.
Like a wolf. I don't know why, on her arm. And she just got a nose job.
I saw that. Like, okay. She's living her best freaking life.
Everyone's like, well, it's her first summer. Like, well, it's not even summer yet, but like her first almost like summer. Her like, she's free. Trying to be like, yeah, free.
She's doing all the crazy things that like all of us got to do throughout our life. Exactly. Just all at once. Exactly. So it seems like it's a lot. But right. In reality, it's like we all did crazy shit like that. Maybe not to the extreme.
Maybe not like a wolf tattoo.
Yeah.
I wonder what that like means between us. Her poor ex-husband.
Aww. I know. Did you see people used to like say that he looked like her mom?
No.
And he kind of did. Like when you would compare photos,
oh, I could kind of
they were
see
like
that.
A little similar looking. Like they look like they can be related. Maybe right. Not immediate relatives, yeah. But like in the family.
I did not hear that. That's crazy. Oh, you know what? We also have to talk about everything that came out this week with people from Vanderpump Rules. Like Faith.
Yes. Faith. I literally just saw that today.
Stowers is starring in a movie produced by Randall Emmett.
Wait, she is?
Yes. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. On top of her like alleged lawsuit and everything, she's going to be in one of his movies.
I think it's crazy that she's suing Bravo now. I mean, I get it because they've brought back two people, right. And put them like front runners of a show. Like, I get that. But I'm like, why? If you were going to sue them, you should have sued them when this happened. But she's suing Bravo, not the people, right? Like she's not suing like Jax and Kristen and Stassi. I think she's literally just suing the network and like the production companies. Because usually like with filming, the network hires like different production companies to come in and like produce each show.
Right.
So I think she's like, yeah, the network and then they're.
And then Stassi was on a podcast resurfaced. I think it was when she was on The Bitch Bible from like 2020. That
yes.
Lala pulled a butter knife on Faith.
Yes.
Like what?
Because apparently they were trying to get Faith and her to hook up.
Hook up?
Yeah. Yes. Okay, let me pull up the article that I read. I had to take a quick pause because when I opened my Instagram, Taylor Swift had posted a story and I was like, what's on it? But it's just a pre-order for her.
Oh my God.
I got excited. I was like, what is happening?
I have post notifications on.
Okay. Separately, in the suit, Stowers also claims she was a victim of sexual harassment and physical violence, noting she developed feelings for Pump Rules star Lala Kent, and producers allegedly forced them to share a bed on a cast trip. Production pressured Kent and Stowers to get intimate and touch each other sensually on camera, the complaint alleges. All of this was greatly distressing to the plaintiff, who would be Faith. Stowers alleges at one point when her relationship with Kent soured, the Give Them Lala podcast host allegedly pulled a knife on her, holding it to her neck and threatening to cut a bitch with cameras rolling.
I wish they would have aired that.
Right?
Like, what the hell? Why is that not being shared?
That is just wild. But I mean, if they have the film,
right.
Then like, would that like help her case?
Right. And so, yeah, it says that she is suing the production companies, the network, and the parent company for discrimination, retaliation, and other claims. Faith claims that Pump Rules executive producer Lisa Vanderpump asked her to be on the show to add color, in quotes, to the cast and highlights how she was allegedly disparaged, did I say it, because of her race. And that, aside from that, she also accuses Britney of hurling racial slurs at her and mocking her nappy hair. Also, like, did you see that, like, Britney, like, how much people go for her online? That they were just coming at her for being like a Sandy Hook conspiracy person. You know those people who think that like Sandy Hook was a hoax? The school.
There's people who actually think that.
Yeah. Because there's this guy, Alex Jones, who has like, he's like a big like Trump, like all that stuff, just like shitty guy. And he has a radio show or a podcast or YouTube, whatever. He just like yells into the microphone. He's just the worst. And he is the one who started that conspiracy, saying that there was like children were actors and all these things.
Are you joking?
No,
oh my god, thing. No, I did not know
no,
that.
It's a huge thing. Ew. So yeah, apparently she's one of those people. But so I mean that all kind of, but everyone says like, is this why Lala was being so crazy this week? And she really was, like online, all the interviews she's doing. I mean, Bravo is just like being crazy right now.
I feel like it's just the Vanderpump people
you
that
think
are being
so
crazy.
I don't know. I mean, granted, like I don't know, there's gonna be a new season of Real Housewives of New Jersey, and I'm like,
am I going to start watching
I
that?
Get into that? Like, I do love Housewives, and I've never seen Jersey, I've never seen Potomac.
I've never seen them either, but I heard that those were good.
Yeah.
My sister was telling me that Atlanta is like one of her favorite ones.
Right.
So I'm like, I think I'm gonna have to watch that one. That one's probably good. And you said Miami was really good.
Miami
too.
Was really, really good. I only watched Miami, Beverly Hills, Salt Lake City. And I just feel like
Salt Lake City's filming now though, right?
Yeah.
Or they were.
Yeah. I did just see Mary Crosby posted like an Instagram story or an Instagram post with oh my god. Not Jack. What is her name?
Jen? No.
No. The one that kind of like looks like Jen. The Greek one. Angie K.
Oh.
Angie K. Yeah. Crosby.
Mary Crosby
and Kathy Hilton need to be like in a room together. Because they're both just like have no idea
crazy.
What's going on. They're crazy.
Yeah. They're in their own world.
Right.
For
they have
sure.
No filter either. They just say anything. That
Mary
comes to their
just
mind.
Fucking cracks me up.
She's so funny.
I remember my sister at first when she started watching it, she was like, I do not like Mary. And I'm like, I get that. Like, at first, she's kind of like, she's a lot, but then you like just learn how she is as a person,
right.
And then you just don't take her as serious, and you're like, oh, okay, she's just funny.
She's also like a pastor or something.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, you don't see that coming. It's
and
so
then she
random.
Had that whole scandal with like stealing money from the church and like that whole thing. So it was just.
Oh my god, it's too much. All right, well, let's
what
get
show
into
what
it.
Show do you want to start with?
I think we should start with Vanderpump Rules into Vanderpump.
Yeah, because that one wasn't I feel like that wasn't as exciting, so yeah, let's start Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
And then go into like
Valley,
our other shows
and then The Villa
and Summer House.
Oh my god,
okay, we got a lot to cover, so let's get into it.
Spill some tea.
Spilling the tea on Vanderpump.
Okay, so episode 10 starts out with the water tasting. That was a big part of it.
That was like just different. I've never heard of people doing water tastings. I mean, I get it because sober is like a big thing now.
Yeah. I've seen like water sommeliers. I think I did see it on like another Bravo show. I swear I did on something. Maybe it was like a Beverly Hills or something like that. But I think it's really cool. But I think it's funny how everybody was just kind of like,
I love how Sheena brought alcohol to mix with her sparkling water. Lala did text them, like, if you guys want to drink, it's, like, BYOB. So
right.
She's, like, cool with it.
Right,
but, like, also.
I do like that. Like, I think it's nice that they're there to support Lala and, like, still be able to do an event.
Do their
own
thing.
You don't need alcohol to, like,
yeah.
Have a party.
No,
so.
You definitely don't. And obviously they can still make drama without them all being drunk.
Right. Brock apologizes to Katie-ish. And he's just basically like, oh, sorry, I was drunk. That's my bad.
Brock needs to just go back into a hole somewhere, because why does he have an opinion on anything?
Why is he, like, trying to be the main character of the show? Who is he?
He's trying to secure a spot. I saw something online where people are saying that he's trying to secure a spot into the main cast. And then when he does, that
he's gonna do something to Sheena.
That they're gonna divorce, that they're gonna break up. And then they're just like, and then when that inevitably happens... I still couldn't even say that word correctly. But when that happens, that Sheena has exactly 3 months to get over it, and she can't complain about it anymore because she's been talking shit about Ariana needing to, like, move on.
That's so mean.
And
yeah.
Then I saw something online, too, where... Because you know how Lala was, like, talking about how, like, when she was like, oh, he can go through my lawyer or something. Like, Ariana was talking about it, and then she was like, your lawyer has other things to do than, like, be a mediator.
Right.
And people were like, okay, coming from the girl who always says, like, send it to Daryl, who literally made merch.
Literally
Like, anytime somebody says something to her, and she's like, whatever, send it to Daryl.
Exactly. She's such a hypocrite.
She really
she's
is.
Lala's making it really hard for anyone to support her right now.
And I feel like last episode we were kind of like rooting for her. Exactly. And then as each episode goes on, I'm just like, you're embarrassing me.
You're embarrassing me.
We are putting these words out into the world.
I stood there for you. I spoke for you. I stood up for you. Like, why are you doing this?
Yes. So everybody listening, just know our opinions change. Yeah, things can not change. Everything is set in stone.
Exactly. Why is Tom just doing the most? Why did I write? Why is Tom doing the most? LOLOL. Katie and Ariana. Tom, what's a tonal? They said something about the tonal. They kept talking about the tonal in the house and how that's Ariana's tonal and how, like, he doesn't have a right to use it. It's like some type of...
Oh, it was like an exercise machine
or something like that.
It's like something in the wall.
Yes. It was...
I think it's one of those ones that has like a camera.
Oh, like a mirror?
Like something like that.
Okay. Yeah. The way
all that shit is so expensive for me, and I'm not like a gym person. Oh, can we talk about when they were all working out at the park and then Katie was like not into it? I felt so seen. I was like, thank you very much. I hate working out. I absolutely despise it. And I don't feel the endorphins that everybody feels where I'm like, I want to do this every day. Yeah. I can go for a week and then I fall off.
Right. I get that. It's just, it's one of the, once you find something that you like you have to like, it's kind of like dating. You kind of have to find the workout that like best suits you, because I feel like there's so many different ways to work out.
That's true.
That you have to find something that does excite you and does make you feel good. And once
I
want to
try Pilates. I haven't tried Pilates. I feel like I might like that.
Yeah.
Pilates, but I'm also like shy.
Or bar. So I know. I'm
like scared to do like a Pilates class.
Yeah. I get that.
I'm like,
It's, I'll go with you. It's one of those things you just have to like go and like get it. I've made like friends through it too, through going to classes, because like I've always been like a class girl. Like I love going to group fitness classes, workout classes. I did Orange Theory right by your house for like a year and a half.
See, like I want to be that girl.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm not. I'm too shy. And I can't go by myself because I'm not somebody who likes to talk to like people and ask questions. Like if I don't know where I'm at, I'm like, I just will stand there lost and confused.
Yeah.
Rather than asking a stranger like, hey, can you help me?
You have to push yourself out of your comfort zone.
I hate it.
You have to. That's how you grow.
I don't even like ordering food places.
No.
I'll tell Tyler, I'm like, can you order this for me?
Oh my God. I mean, it's just, it's one of those things you just have to like kind of force yourself. But I do, every time I go, like I have to go, I'm going to yoga after this. And I'm just like, I don't want to get up. I want to just like sit here. But then once hardest part is getting up
and
getting dressed and going. And then once you're there, the hardest part is getting through it. And then the hardest part is getting home. No, but I've never worked out and then been like I feel worse, you know, or like gone. And
yeah, like, I'm always that's
like,
true.
Okay, at least I feel better. Even if I drag myself through it, it's like, at least you went.
Yeah. I mean, that is true.
So.
But I did, I just felt really seen by Katie.
I know. No, I do. She's like, what is she, do you like this or do you feel it? She's like, no, I hate this.
Yeah.
Like, I just like, don't want to be here.
This Meanwhile, sucks. Allie was like, oh my God, I really like this. Yeah. This is fun. I'm like, girl. Has Allie's song come out yet?
No, not yet.
What day does that come out?
Girl's Girl.
Yeah, Girl's Girl.
I can't wait to
I want
to
say it's like 420.
Katie and Tom's relationship dynamic.
They're okay when they're not like
that
fighting.
Entire thing of it.
I loved it.
I loved it too.
I just like their banter with each other. Clearly, they don't work out dating, but like as friends, like that, like talking shit. She's like, I look cool as fuck right now, dude.
Right.
I was just dying. I was like,
can tell she is just more relaxed. I think she came to peace with being like, okay, he's never gonna do the things that I need him to do.
Yeah.
And so.
And she's at that point where she's realized that and then realized like, okay, well, I don't need to hate him because he can't give me what I need.
Exactly.
He just can't give me what I need and I need to like accept that and just accept who he is at this point, which I think is awesome.
I think it's funny. And I think that she was like, I'm like putting on, you know, Tom Schwartz's, like taking a walk in Tom Schwartz's shoes or whatever it was. And really like he expected her, he's never gonna be mad. He's always, I'm never gonna be like mad at Katie. Like, she can't, he's like, I don't care that she slept with Max, whatever. But he would never acknowledge that he's the one that broke that pact or promise that they made to begin with, kissing Rachel.
Yeah.
So, yeah, obviously you can't be mad, but I'm really, I hope we never have to hear the words, my best friend Max, again.
Seriously.
Like, my best friend Max.
Max is everybody's best friend.
Since when was Max your best friend?
Who knows? But did you, okay, so remember I was telling you on the last episode how I was like really curious as to what Dana thought, because Dana and Katie did a podcast together. So they actually talked about it on their most recent episode. And Dana pretty much talks about how she doesn't really care, because like when Katie told her, she felt like Katie was anxious about telling her, like she, like not that Katie felt bad or like guilty about it,
right,
but that she was just kind of like, okay, I hooked up with like my friend's ex. So she was like nervous to tell her. And I guess like because of that, Dana was like, okay, well, I was able to tell that you cared about me and my feelings. So like she was able to forgive her. But then she said she had another friend who has also hooked up with Max. And she's like, I hold that friend to different standards. So like she's like mad at that friend, but she's not mad at Katie. So I'm like, I wonder if like the other friend was a lot closer to her. But then if I was Katie, I'd also be like, I thought we were cooler than that. Like
maybe she's more, maybe that other friend didn't tell her. Or was
maybe,
and
yeah,
as
she did say the way that her friend like went about it and everything. And then I don't know, also I was like, does she see Katie more as like a coworker rather than like,
no, I definitely think she sees her as a friend.
As a friend, yeah. But then she also said, she was like, I never want to hear my name and his name like in the same sentence again, like I'm over him. She's like, you know, obviously like he thinks I'm crazy, I think he's crazy, like we have,
how long did they even date for?
I don't think very long, but I want to say that she did mention that they were like friends for a while before that. They were probably hooking up for a long time before they became like official.
Right.
But it was just, yeah, I don't know. It was just like she seemed like she didn't really care, but then like kind of cared at the same time.
Yeah.
And apparently he just like hooks up with everybody.
That makes sense.
And I think on the after show, Kristen talks about, because you know, Kristen is sitting with Sheena.
Right.
And then they're talking about the Max and Katie hookup and they're like, why would Katie do that? And then Kristen was like, well, she knows that you did it twice and I did it twice. So she was probably like, well, might as well, like, I try it. So I'm like, did Kristen hook up with him too? Like,
probably.
That's what it sounded like.
That's insane. They all just need to, like, do everybody. We all need to be intertwined. This is great.
Max is just a man whore.
yeah, so I don't know. Just Tom Shorts and Katie's little dynamic is just funny now. And even when he was leaving the party and he was like, bye Katie, call me, and she was like,
her face was amazing.
I know, it was so like, good. So Brock just tries so hard to insert himself into everything. Like, again, he's going for a spot as the main freaking guy on the cast. And he's the one, I feel like he's the one that keep kind of pushing Ariana's buttons or bringing up anything that has to do with Ariana.
He made that comment about Tom and Raquel in front of Ariana.
Right.
And then, okay, tell me why nobody else said something. Ariana had to be the one to say something. And obviously they're all going to think she's grumpy.
Exactly.
But that's like so disrespectful.
No, when they were in the house, right?
No, when they were at the beach.
No, but even at the house it happened too.
Oh, he made a comment at the house too?
Yes.
I think I must have.
Like, he's just trying to, he brought something up, but, like, he's kind of, like, I don't know, like, shaking up every situation and just doing it up for the cameras. I don't know. It's too much.
Yeah, he's trying too hard.
And,
but he's just being disrespectful. And then he makes comments like that and then is like, why is Ariana blowing up?
Exactly. Like, what do you mean? I think the way that she carries herself and the way that she reacts is just completely okay and fair and great. And I'm so over everyone calling her crazy or acting.
They were together for 10 years. And they've only been broken up while this is being shown. This was only 3 months after.
Right.
You don't get over a 10-year relationship in 3 months like that. That's like...
So the whole problem, though, of what happened, too, was that Ariana left food in her room, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the dog got in there because Tom opened the door and let the dog in there. And that's, like, Ariana's only place in her house that she stays. So
yeah.
There's food from the night before. And she ate the skewers, like, the chicken skewers and the wooden part. And she had to go to the, you know, the ER.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, she almost died.
Yeah, those like skewers, the wooden skewers can kill them.
And so she called him like an attempted dog murderer. And so that whole thing, like I get too.
I mean, yeah, I don't think he like intentionally was like, I'm gonna let the dog in so the dog will eat this and possibly die.
Right, not at all.
But his careless. Negligence
right.
is what could have gotten her killed.
And you don't just open the door and like, I don't know, you don't know. I guess, yeah, she should, if she knows that the dog could potentially go in there, like maybe she should clean. But Lala's comment about like, she had a whole commercial about taking the trash out. Like, she really did, like, a commercial for trash bags. Yeah,
they did. But I mean that also, like, she said that she got that takeout the night before after leaving wherever they were filming prior.
Right.
So it's like, okay, if she got food at 11 o'clock at night and then her and Tom had, like, a blow up.
Right.
Didn't they at that point? Or yeah. They had that interaction at the, where he tried to talk to her.
Right.
So I wouldn't want to leave my room after that either.
Exactly.
And if she let the dog out of the room and specifically locked the dog out of the room, then that's not her being irresponsible for leaving something on her counter. It would be irresponsible if she left the dog in the room.
Right.
If she knew the dog was going to be in there.
And he locked the dog in there for like 8 hours.
It was like something, I was listening to Anne's podcast. So she says they actually had like an AC repairman come in. Because their AC unit was messed up. And she has, like, the main thermostat in her room. So it was actually Anne who let the dog, who opened, I'm sorry, not let the dog, who opened the door to let the AC repairman in.
Right.
So it actually wasn't Tom who, like, let the guy into her room. But then Anne had to leave to do an errand. And she specifically told him, make sure you lock the door and make sure Maya's not in there. But even she says, like, honestly, I can just see him. Just getting the, Anne said I need to lock the door or close right. the door. So she wasn't there when the AC repairman left and he was the one who closed the door because she wasn't there. Because mm-hmm. remember on after show, he's trying to say like, it could have been me. It could have been Anne.
Right.
It's like, no, Anne let the guy in, but she wasn't there when he left. So you closed the door. You were the one that closed the dog in there. And then Anne heard her, like when Anne came back later, she said she heard her crying in the room. And then she said she even opened the door and was like, Maya, what are you doing in here? And then let Maya out. And then I think shortly after that was when Ariana got home.
And she realized
and then that the things were Anne, like, told her, like, hey, she was locked in there. I let her out. So
I would freak the fuck out, too.
Yeah. I mean, like, I feel like her reaction was valid. I mean, except for the part where she was like, I'm being harassed. I'm going to call the cops. Oh, my gosh. That was a little much.
I know. She's just, that was too much. But I think that... I honestly have a feeling, not that they were, like, surprising her with Tom's, you know, appearance and being there, but I think that maybe in some situations they were. I think that, like, at the Hotel Ziggy or whatever, she didn't expect him to come up to her.
Yeah.
I think she probably was trying her best to just kind of show, you know what, if you're going to put me in the situation where I have to film with him, this is what you're going to get.
Yeah.
And... everyone should be way more fucking supportive.
It's they not need to, that hard. They need to also be protecting her peace a little bit.
Right.
Like, if you see him coming up to her and she's clearly not wanting to talk, but he's still there trying to talk to her.
Like, at like, that hey, point, man,
be a friend.
You gotta go.
Like, Lala, instead of being like, oh, what are you talking about? What email are you talking about? Like, asking questions like that don't have...
Right.
Like, don't concern you. She should have, at that point, told Tom, hey, Tom, why don't you step back? She clearly doesn't want to talk to you right now. She said her lawyer has it. End of conversation. Like, she should have, like, stopped it for her.
That's why people keep saying, like, what if that was Randall? What if everyone put Randall in that situation yeah. and, like, made you record with him? She would have done the same stuff. She was like, well, it's different. Really, why?
Yeah.
You didn't own the house that you lived in. You didn't.
You didn't own anything. And that's why it was easy for you to get out of the house so quickly, Lala.
Right,
Ariana actually owns stuff and bought stuff with him, and which is why she's taking her time to like go over everything and make sure she's not screwed over. Ariana's doing this correctly.
I love how the designer who like was like totally team Ariana.
Yes, 100%.
Like she's just like asking. I loved that. She was like, he sucks. Like then, okay, so that happens, and again, we're all team Ariana still. But then Lisa, James' mom, Jacqueline. Mm-hmm. And Allie, and you know, they all go to dinner.
That must have been that might have been what's in the extended version. I don't remember that.
What?
I'm pretty sure. Honestly, also, like, sometimes yeah. when I'm watching it the first time, I'm not like fully paying attention because right. then Tyler will start talking to me, or like,
yeah.
if Alyssa's over, we'll talk. And like,
no, okay, so then that's so funny. No, Lisa is sitting there listening. So they're all at dinner together, the four of them, and which is just like a funny foursome anyway. And Allie and James are just telling Lisa and Jacqueline all of the tea. They're based, and like Lisa and Jacqueline are just like listening, and it's so, they're just like, oh my God, and then what? And what? She slept with Max? What? What do you mean?
They're just the sipping part, on all of that tea.
Uh-huh, where Lisa Vanderpump says that she has it on good authority that Max has, you know, a great package.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
So, interesting. They tell her that.
So good on you, Katie.
Sheena has 56 people's locations. You didn't see that then?
No, unless I completely spaced this entire That's conversation crazy. No, out.
Probably not.
Okay, because I was going to say, I'm pretty sure it was Lisa Vanderpump who had posted on Instagram, like, watch tonight's episode and then log on to Peacock for an extended version.
Oh.
And I bet you that's the scene, and that's probably why she promoted it, because it's a scene with her in it.
Yes. Okay.
Bravo was probably like, no, Lisa, we're not putting you on the screen. We'll play it on Peacock later.
That's funny. Okay, I guess so. Yeah, no, it was really funny. And they're just, like, giving them all this information about what's going on in the friend group, and Lisa's like, why is Sheena tracking someone that she once slept with when she has a husband mm-hmm. and a child?
Yeah.
And, what's his name? James's mom, Jacqueline, is like, ooh, I love that for Katie. Go Katie.
Yeah.
It was so funny. I loved that. But yeah, then they have the beach day, and basically Ariana is just so miserable. You can just tell. Like,
but I mean, just, like, honestly, is anything really different? Because in, like, early Vanderpump seasons, that's how she always has been. She's always been a little grumpy pants.
Exactly. That's, yeah. And Lala was on Heather McDonald's podcast, and that's what they were saying. Like, Ariana never really had a storyline. She never really had.
Her story was always Tom.
Exactly. And so now she has this storyline, but, like, again, it's still Tom. What else really? I wish it was, like, showing more of her, like, brand deals and more of
her, that side of it.
Yes, because when all that they talk about or all they relate her to is Tom, when she has all these other amazing things, but I think maybe they were just in the works, so they probably, like, I don't know, couldn't.
Maybe. Like, do you think Dancing with the Stars has started filming? Because if it did, I would love to see the cameras, like, go with her to that.
I know.
And, like, when she got to meet
Pasha. Yeah. Her partner, yeah, mm-hmm. and all those things. Not just that, that, like, apparently Lala saying the timeline doesn't add up, that when she started seeing her boyfriend was, like, 10 days after Scandoval.
I mean, her boyfriend at that point was cheating on her for 7 months, so, like, who gives a fuck if she starts seeing somebody 10 days later?
Exactly. But that it's all just very interesting because, you know, maybe
coming she from the girl who was dating somebody while he was still married.
Tea.
Like.
That's tea. Yeah. On. Exactly, but. Anyway, so Sandoval is a compulsive liar.
100%.
Everything he says is just a lie. I mean, he literally was like, Katie said, oh, did you know about the kiss? What Short said to Lala was like, oh, yeah, I told Tom when it happened. And Tom was like, no, I had no idea about that.
Yeah.
Fucking liar.
They just cover for each other.
Completely. It's like not even a question. When Sheena, when Sheena was like, you've all flirted with me.
Including you.
Including you.
I told you they've had an affair.
I know. No.
Now she just kind of confirmed it. Not confirmed it, but I mean.
But she is that girl. She wants to say that everyone has flirted with her. I've also seen, like, people are mean about her online saying, like, she has, like, Ozempic face. Where it, like, I guess makes kind of, like, your jaw and stuff, like, go down. She is, like.
She's so skinny.
Small. And, like, I would hate to think, I mean. It's just the reality, but that she feels like she has to do, you know, those things to keep up. It's with everything, you know, to be so perfect.
Well, and she's like, we know that she constantly watches herself, so right. She just probably criticizes herself to the extreme and exactly. Is like, oh my God, look at this. I mean, we got to see it in one of the first episodes this season where she grabs the baby fat that she has on her stomach and is like, I need to get rid of this.
Ugh. I know.
That scene was giving me, okay, so you know the movie White Chicks?
Yeah.
You know the scene where the girl is like, it's Tina the talking tummy. It was giving me that vibe because it was like, obviously that girl in that scene is so skinny.
Right.
And she's like squeezing at fat together, that she doesn't right. have. And I was like, way to make me feel like shit, Sheena, because I got more of a stomach than you do.
Right. I know. It's so sad. But yeah, she does look, I mean, she's just Everything she wears, too, it looks like she's just like a cupcake rainbow unicorn threw up on her.
Yeah, it's very colorful.
All pink and just, like, she looks like she's like a 22-year-old.
Yeah, she needs to, like, I don't know, like, show me, be comfortable.
Right.
Like, you don't need to be full glam and makeup 24/7. Like, right. You can be a person and walk around with, like, your hair up in a bun.
Yeah, like, it's okay.
Just chill. Yeah, no makeup.
Then they bring up, like, did Anne get fired? Because Katie's like, I want her to be my assistant because she told Ariana. And then Ariana does go on that rant being like, well, yeah, then, you know, she is kind of, like, throwing fuel into the fire, too, which I think is what she wants to do because she's like, if you guys want me to film with him, I'll be honest. So then she says that he fired Anne. He's like, don't tell me about my assistant. And then she inserting herself again. She's like, well, she's crying to her and saying that you fired her, so what's up? And then that's when they're like, don't you have a new assistant? And then it shows that dinner
that he said he has with,
yeah, and the guy's name is Craig and it's his new assistant. They were like, and Kyle Chan and Schwartz are like, wow, that was really quick. But he said he never fired Anne. He just wanted to give her a couple days.
Yeah, she even said that too, that she was never officially fired by him.
Right.
That he told her, yeah, the same, like, let's take a couple days.
The HR department he has.
Yeah, him. That was so weird. I'm like, okay, like, you've got a company?
Like, what? And Arnie was like, he does not have an HR department. And in that moment, though, Sheena's like, do I have an HR department?
Like, what? I need one. How do you do that?
How do I not have one? And I love the way that James was sitting in the middle and he was asking them questions. He was basically like Andy Cohen.
Yeah.
Like, well, do you agree with that statement? Do you think the dogs are only hers?
He was like, because that's what I feel like Brock was trying to do.
Right.
But he wasn't doing it correctly.
Right.
And so he just really pissed me off when he made that Raquel and Tom comment in front of Ariana there at the beach. I was just like, that's fucked up. And, like, as her friends, they should have said something. Sheena should have said something. Like, don't say shit like that. No, not in front of her.
He just wants to stoke the fire.
Yeah.
He's not good at it. No. Like, we don't want you to do it. I'm fine if James does it because yeah. It's funny. And because
we actually like James.
James has a little bit of stake in it, too. Like, it happened to him. I mean, it was weird for him, too.
He had involvement. He had more involvement than Sheena. And he's not as upset as Sheena.
Yeah. So, yeah. And that was a to be continued.
Yeah.
People are also saying that Ariana's probably going to announce on the show that she's leaving. Or on the reunion that she's leaving the show.
I hope so. She's better than that. I would love if they gave Katie and her, like, their own spinoff. I've seen that online. Like, people would love to see that. Because they both have grown. So, I'd rather see them, like, on their own, navigating life without all of these Vanderpump people.
Yeah, I agree. I think that Katie just needs to get out of L.A.,
where does she go, though?
New York.
I was going to say she's very L.A., but no, you're right. She's more New York than L.A.
I feel like she has so much time to go, like, have such a
But she's also very, like, slow-paced.
Yeah,
and New York is very fast-paced. So I don't know how she would. Her style is New York, but her personality is L.A.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like she needs to get away from everybody.
Yeah.
Besides Ariana. Because
I'm telling you, they need to come up with their own show.
But there needs to be more to the show. Like, it can't just have any association with
Vanderpump. No, like, if there are going to be other people, like, completely new cast, no association.
No, it needs to be just done.
They need to finally open something about her, and then maybe they can do the show, like, Vanderpump, but with something about her, and then, like, them being the owners.
Yes.
You know, like, something like that would be cool.
But also, like, Ariana's going to definitely full-on move to New York.
You think so? Oh, her man's out there too, right?
Her man's there. Her family lives in Florida.
She did Broadway now, so I bet you it'll be easier for her to get into, like, other Broadway shows.
Everyone does Chicago, though. It's like a rite of passage.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like all the Bravo, you know, women, a lot of them, like Lisa Rinna, mm-hmm. Erika Jayne, like all these people. So I feel like, I mean, she is hosting Love Island.
Yes.
Everyone says she's absolutely not going to film Vanderpump Rules because Love Island films in the summertime. So she can't film.
Yeah, and they film in like Fiji or something.
Yeah, but I don't know if they always film in the same, they always film in the same place. How many? I've seen Love Island.
Well, she's doing Love Island US. Yeah, so that one, I believe that one's filmed in Fiji. And then, yeah, they usually use the same villa
time. Yeah, that makes sense. A lot of people from San Diego were on it, too. Like, there's this restaurant down the road, literally, like, 1 second over there. And I was, like, asking the server, this was, like, in September. Yeah, September or October. I had said something. I was like, how long have you worked here? She's like, I actually just got back. I was filming Love Island.
What girl was it?
That's cool.
Because I watch every season. What girl was it?
I'd have to see the cast. She's blonde. I don't know.
I need to pull up the most recent cast now. I'm trying to think of who was on it. This is all the season 5 people. Because I'm, like, so curious now. I love Love Island. And now that Ariana's going to be hosting it, we definitely need to watch that when that comes out.
There's so many people.
Yeah, because a lot of them come in and go.
Oh, that's... Okay, that makes her. Taylor.
Oh, that's so funny.
Maybe she left early, though. I don't know.
I'm trying to remember who she was dating.
She's not with the guy anymore. But she said it just sucked. Like, you have to, like, take your... Do full face of glam, like, twice a day.
Oh, hell no.
There's, like, one or two bathrooms only. She said that, like, she's never been in so much, like, stomach pain. Like, the food was good, but, like, after a while, you just kind of get sick of it. And just the bathroom situation, the sleeping situation sucks. Like, her face, like, she was like, I really have to, like, you know, recover from it. Just yeah. Because, like, my body, my face, like, makeup, you know, everything.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I didn't realize it was that, like, intense.
Like, it's just, like, hard all the time.
Yeah. There is a girl that I follow, Selly, who was on, I think, the first season of Love Island USA. And she does talk about how, like, she gained so much weight inside of the house and that her face, like, was just so broken out. She's like, I hate going back and watching my season. She's like, I look like shit on that season. And, like,
I would not thrive. I would not. And, no. Any reality show, like, it would be so bad for me because, like, I can't do my hair every single day and get ready and do that much makeup. I'm not even to figure out how
I want to get out of bed every day.
Yeah, I know. 100%. I'm like, ugh, can I lay here any longer? No, like, the call times are so early and you sleep in, like, they all have beds in, like, one room. That sucks. Yeah. It's like, you can't sleep. It's so loud. No, I'm good. Thank you.
And you're, like, sleeping in bed with somebody that you don't know.
Right. That's so weird.
Like, first day.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. No, that's a lot.
Anyway, so yeah.
I think we finished Vanderpump.
Wow. Okay, so The Valley.
The Valley. I just realized I didn't write notes on The Valley either. But I watched all these shows.
Yes.
I just didn't write anything down.
You know, when the show starts and Jesse and Michelle's little girl and when... Michelle's calling Janet and she keeps saying fuck.
And the little girl,
you're not supposed to say that. And she keeps saying it.
And then Jesse's like, it's funny when you say it, it's bad when I say it. And I'm like, don't tell your daughter that it's funny when she says that, because then she's gonna keep saying it.
It's so bad. She probably went to, like, preschool and said it, which happens. Like, fuck. But
my mom says fuck.
Yeah. They're just, I mean, they're not together now, but he is just, this entire episode, we really, truly see how, like, awful he is.
Yeah.
He's so rude.
Well, you were able to see it from the first episode.
But, like, it's just, like, there's not even any hiding.
No, it's almost, he doesn't.
He has nothing redeeming. No redeeming qualities.
Which is scary because I'm like, how are you off camera? Like, because if you're like this on camera, when people, especially, like, I think you mentioned this once before, like, when you're in your first season of something, like, you put on your best face.
Right.
And, like, act
you
your
off
greatest.
A little fake.
Yeah. Just because you're so self-conscious, you need to wait until after you watch yourself on that first season or first couple episodes to be like, okay.
He really does not care. He doesn't care how he comes off, how he looks, anything.
He makes Jax look
right.
innocent.
Right. Exactly.
And that's telling you something.
So Janet said that Michelle... So basically what had happened is Kristen passed on the or repeated the information that Janet said that Michelle, she thinks Michelle is Republican because there was some type of law that she said, like, those gay laws don't protect kids.
Yeah.
And that someone who says something like gay laws would be, like, more of a Republican and in turn a racist
or homophobic.
I mean, the, like, escalation from 0 to 100 is insane.
Yeah,
like, how did we get from that to that?
Yes.
Like, yes, I can, like, kind of see, you know, but the assumptions and,
yes,
and everyone's just trying to make Kristen look bad. Kristen is doing exactly what she's supposed to do, which is repeat information that she heard, and they're all just mad that they're getting caught for it.
Yeah, even she says, like, people are all talking shit, like, behind the cameras, and then as soon as we start filming, they all want to act like nothing happened. Exactly. And she's like, well, I'm gonna say it.
Right. I can't. And then I thought it was just, like, ridiculous. And Kristen's like, the music gets all, like, in her interview, and the music gets all, like, slow, and she's like, I was canceled for that. That was the worst part of my life. I had to get through that.
Yes. It's like, I wonder what Faith had to go through.
Right. 100%. Like, what you probably did lose a lot of, like, you lost everything.
You lost opportunity, for sure.
You know, that was probably hard for your finances and your life and stuff, but that was the hard, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Please. So then it also, though, it shows, like, it kind of shows, like, the dissolution of Jesse and Michelle. It really does. It shows, like, that therapy session. Also, the, like, the this that we'll get into when he,
it,
like,
was really hard. Oh my god, yes, I forgot about that.
Face.
It was hard for me to focus in their therapy session because all I could stare at was the fact that Jesse was wearing, like, flip-flops, but, like, you know, the, like, foam flip-flops that, like, girls wear. Because, like, men can wear flip-flops. I'm not against men wearing flip-flops,
like the ones that look
like Old Navy flip-flops where they're, like, foamy. They're, like, plastic foamy. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. So he was wearing a white pair of those. So it was just, like, I could not stop staring at that. And then he had his legs crossed. And it was funny because it's, like, he was trying hard not to have his toes be shown. Because then he was, like, covering his toes with his hands the whole time.
Ew.
That's literally all I could look at. And I couldn't pay attention to, like, what they were talking about.
Because his toe, yeah. I got a man's dog should not be out.
I mean, I don't, like, I guess I'm not, like, against men wearing sandals. It's, like, whatever. But, like, not those sandals.
No.
Those ones are women's sandals. Like, right. Go find yourself a man pair.
Go get a man pair of sandals. Daniel and his wife. What's her name? Oh, my God.
Which one is Daniel? Oh, Nia. Oh, yeah, Nia.
They're
she's
so
the pretty one. I love
cute.
Them.
They're really cute. And then, like, she's like, okay, I'm leaving. Like, she goes on her, she goes on, like, a cruise. Oh, it was, like, some type of, like, brand thing. And she's like, they're so cute. He's sweet.
Yeah.
I miss you already. And so, like, you can
and
tell.
And he didn't complain about having to stay home with the kids. I feel like most dads at least on shows like this. I'm not going to say most dads in general, but, like, on shows like this, those guys don't want to do that.
No.
So.
I bet they probably have help. They should
for sure. I mean those are three kids.
One man.
And two twins that are No. Those are, like, brand new babies.
Right.
I would not.
Like, she's still pumping every day. No, but they're really cute. And then, just in that therapy session, though, it's so good that they're not together anymore.
Yeah, you can she looked scared to talk.
Yeah.
And even I feel like at one point...
I didn't know they were realtors. Like, I didn't know that that's what they would...
Like, that was their occupation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really... I feel like I don't pay attention to stuff like that very often, too.
They work together.
Yeah.
Which is hard. Like, I don't know what they're going to do now. But... Because then they have his party... His Capri party.
It was both of their parties.
Oh, right.
That's what she was saying. She's like, your party, this is our party. Like, it was a party that they hosted together.
Yep.
But he was making it so about him.
Right. He had to keep saying sophisticated.
Yeah. She was like, that fight was so funny.
You sophisticated for it to be sophisticated. Oh, my God. Sophisticated. That was funny. It was their party at their listing. I'm like, at this point, I feel like I wouldn't be surprised if they were part of, like, I don't know. I feel like there's so many real estate shows. Like, I'm watching Buying Beverly Hills, and...
That's the one on Netflix, right?
Selling Sunset, yeah.
Okay, I actually want to start watching Buying Beverly Hills, because that has the Umansky family in it.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of like them. I don't like Kyle, but I like...
Oh, they're
like
so good. And
Mauricio.
They sound just like their mom.
Some of them look like, they all look like her, just like slightly different.
And when you close your eyes, you're like, okay, I hear Kyle talking. It's actually really crazy. It's good.
Yeah. And I heard that you kind of get more about their divorce through that show
so
than you
much
do
more.
Through like Real Housewives.
For
she doesn't want to talk about it on her show.
I don't know why. It's weird. I binged it all last week.
I mean, unless that's something that, because I mean, like, I watched a lot of like early when they were together. I haven't watched so much of, like, their downfall of their marriage. But, like, when they were together, they were always such a good team. And, like...
Well, you didn't really see the downfall.
No.
It really went from, like, them being pretty happy one season.
And then all of a sudden, next season, it's just, like, oh, we're divorcing in between. I mean, I can see them having a mutual divorce. But then being, like, we're going to have a little bit of drama for shows.
The cameras, yeah.
And then I can also see... I don't know. I think with Buying Beverly Hills is, like, more of his show, right?
Correct.
And Real Housewives focuses on a bunch of different women. So I'm sure he can make more money if he's getting good views rather than if Housewives was getting good views. Kyle has to split money. You know what I'm not split money, but like they have a lot more people to pay. Do you get? I don't know maybe. If I'm trying to explain That's, this right. Yeah, but
maybe like they have more.
So maybe like they came to an agreement like, okay, we'll do talk about the divorce only on your show.
They are like producers on Buying Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
I don't know if they are though. And they're not on.
If she has any stake in that show and he does as well, I can see that being a reason why they're like, let's not talk about it on this show. Let's talk about it on ours.
And they talk about the fact that she's like, I have to go back and film this scene for the show. And they never say the show's name, of course. And they kind of talk about the show, like, not in a good way. Almost like, ugh, my mom has to do this, or the women are coming at her for this. So, I don't know. But back to the dinner, though, for both of their parties.
Oh, yeah, we got a little sidetracked there.
So they talk about the whole thing, and Kristen is kind of trying to apologize, right? She's kind of trying to say something, and then Jesse is just, like, calling her a liar, and he's like, everybody shut up!
Yes.
And
he, like,
puts his hand up in front of Michelle's face. But then interrupts her. He's, again.
Well, he, like, tells everybody to shut so that she can talk. And then, right. interrupts her.
And then he starts talking and tells her to stop.
Yeah. Like, I didn't like that putting his hand in his face. No. That's aggressive. And you're doing that in front of people.
What do you do behind camera? Yeah, he's scary. Doors? He is scary.
He's really scary.
I don't like him. I don't trust him.
So I'm just, like, happy for her to get out of that situation.
And because... I did see, too, that she did, like, an Ask Me Anything on her Instagram story. And somebody was like, are you... still, you know, together with him? And she was like, nope. And are you still friends with Kristen? Nope. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm excited. This show's like giving already.
Uh-huh. And that was like a to be continued too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we had two to be continued episodes.
And I can't even see the preview for next week. Do you ever...
That's true.
I always, though, like, every week, I'm always watching the first 7 minutes of all the shows.
Yes.
And then I start watching, Instagram. I'm like, ugh, I already saw this.
Yeah.
I get so annoyed. But then in the moment, I need to watch it.
Yeah. Oh, no, I have to. If it's out in front of me, I'm like,
watching. I have to watch. Yeah, so...
I feel like that's pretty much it for Valley.
Yeah.
There's not, like, too much to talk about. There's not too many storylines.
I mean, Luke also... No, there's not that many storylines. There's, like, three main ones.
Yeah.
Oh, Jack's, like, never put any money into his bar. He just has partners. He's just the face of it. And
he's just the name, which yeah. I mean is like working, I guess, because
I mean, if you make money off of that, whatever. And you don't have to put in any of your own money into a restaurant that can go badly.
And I feel like that's what a lot of people do. You get investors, right?
Right.
So you don't spend your own money.
Exactly.
That's like, I don't know. I think people are just trying to find reasons to talk shit. But also, like, this is just me being a Jack stan. And
yeah, that's true.
I'm supporting my man.
Yeah. But then he says things like, oh, she came in for an interview. She's not wearing a bra, Jax. You have a wife. Like, you have a family. Yeah.
And I mean, he wasn't staring. You could tell. He was trying so hard not to stare. He was, like, basically staring at the ceiling. He was like, yeah, nice to meet you. But I mean, yeah, like, she didn't go in with a bra.
I mean,
and
that's
like,
weird.
I guess it is, but at the same time, like, a lot of girls don't wear bras.
I don't wear bras in my day-to-day life. I wear bras in my
public.
Work.
Yeah, and if you're going in for an interview.
And a meeting or like.
But I guess like, I don't know. I've never worked in a bar industry, so I don't know if that's different. Because like, obviously, if you go into a bar, most of the time what like women bartenders are wearing is not something you can wear at a regular job.
That's actually kind of true.
But because they're working for tips. And I'm not saying they're out there like half naked and sexual, but I mean
no,
like.
It's not as strict.
It's not as strict. You're more chill.
Yeah, that's true.
That girl probably can not wear a bra. She probably makes more money not wearing a bra. But like.
That's true.
I don't know. If it was cold, put something.
It's the worst.
Put
yeah.
something on, at least. I don't know.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
But so. I love the show. I didn't want it to end.
I know. I wanted it to keep going.
I'm like, don't feed to be. I want to watch all of it. I can't. And I can't wait for the reunion.
Oh, their reunion's going to be messy.
So they filmed in the summertime.
Sorry to cut you off. Did you watch the opening?
No, stop.
Okay. I'm pulling it up for you right now because, girl. Yeah. I'm like, put it on. You know, and you know what? Actually, on the most recent episode, they didn't play it in the morning.
No.
Or not in the morning, in the episode.
Yeah. That's okay.
Like, that music doesn't match the video.
It's kind of weird.
Like, one, the video's not really great to start with.
No, it's not the best. Oh, Brittany doesn't look good. That angle's not good either.
No, like, I don't know. It's just, it's not giving Vanderpump opening, that's for sure.
That's because nothing's ever going to beat that. The slow-mo.
With, like, the tossing and the spilling.
Yeah.
Oh, God. To be honest, when I first started watching the show, I was like, this is their opening song. But then by, like, 4 episodes in, I was like, you know that. Just, like, so getting into it.
There's one time, one video where Chrissy Teigen posted John Legend playing it on the piano.
Oh.
And it was so good.
Yeah. I mean, anything he sings is just, like, amazing. He's such a talented man.
I love that the song, though, was for, like, written for Vanderpump. It wasn't just something they used.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, I kind of like that. I didn't know that.
So raise your glasses high.
This one's for you tonight.
So good.
Should we move on to Vanderpump Villa?
I love Vanderpump Villa.
Me too. I was obsessed. It's after the first episode, I was like, show. I'm hooked.
It's exactly what we needed. We needed like young, fresh, new. One of the girls is 22.
That's the Grace one. The one with the tats.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's her. Young. She seems way too sweet and innocent to be on this show.
I'm nervous. I think this next episode, like the fourth episode or something, she goes crazy.
Oh yeah. Eric. She goes off on somebody.
Or Eric's... on Marciano.
I love
how no one could get his name right.
I hate him.
I hate him too.
Literally my first note is dislike Marciano from the jump because he made that a blowjob comment about his ex while she's sitting next to him in front of Hannah. Everybody.
Yeah, I know.
And he's just a drunk asshole.
It's just like another Jackson Stassi situation.
Yeah. But like, girl, he makes that comment about you in front of everybody and then you go into the house and make out with him.
Right.
I was like, okay, I don't know if I'm going to like her very much.
They're just
because I'm like, please be smarter than that. He's making a fool of you.
Oh, 100%.
And he says awful. That he's always like made a fool of you and never respected you.
They always say like, we just have like a really complicated history. Our history. The history.
I'm yeah, like, your history is toxic.
Yeah, exactly. You guys suck together.
Yeah.
But the concept is so cute. Like there's a chateau and they all work.
The chateau's beautiful.
It's like a below deck situation.
Yes.
They all work there.
Below deck on land.
Yeah, exactly. And then... also, though, Lisa Vanderpump actually, like, paid for everything and chose the people who are coming to stay there.
Oh.
For the show.
They do, like, a screening, I bet.
Yeah, everything was, like, paid for. So the first episode was the engagement. That was really cute.
Wait, she, like, pays for the visitors to come?
Yes, yeah, for this first season, yeah. She paid for the whole thing.
What?
Well, also, the whole show moved
to Hulu. How did we miss that option?
I know. Well, we
like, I would have signed up for that.
I know.
We can make something up.
Something.
Me and Tyler could pretend to be getting married again.
That's true. I don't know how people like know about it or how that all comes together.
You just have to be like scouring the internet for like casting calls because I know people do that.
That's true. But the show going to Hulu was such a good idea.
Yeah.
The entire filming of it, the production, everything is just so
it's fresh
better, for sure.
We needed fresh.
Exactly. I like all the characters. I like everybody. It's just a cool concept. Yeah. And I like that you see the guests and they have to do the comment card thing just like in Below
Yes.
Deck. I love it. But that Eric guy.
He has issues.
Let's go off of your notes.
Okay, yeah. So I pretty much... I actually started talking about the telly girl because she was the bartender.
Yes.
And Lisa literally tells them, like, you guys have your own bar. Don't drink.
Don't drink from this bar. And the first thing that they do...
is drink from the bar.
It was so
And also, fun. Like, so they're showing all of the people drinking because, like, Marciano and Hannah were drinking, too. Hannah put her lips all over that bottle tip. Like, she went to try to, like, waterfall it, but it still touched all of the inside of her lip.
That's disgusting.
It's unsanitary.
Yes.
So that's another reason why you don't do that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, my God. And, yeah, like, Telly, I was like, oh, my God, she's so beautiful.
She's
like,
so
she
beautiful.
Made some
she's
comments
cool.
at first, and I was like, she's funny. I like her. Mm-hmm. But then she kind of started to act like an idiot
with the whole
drinking thing. And, like, I get that she did walk away because they do show her at one point in the back, and she's like, oh, I need this. And, like, she's looking for something.
Right.
But, like, so I understood. I guess as somebody who's worked in, like, the food industry right. and, like, has served people, I understand right. going to a bar and like nobody's there to help you and you need something and you're
right.
waiting for so like I understood him coming from like a manager perspective to be like there always needs to be one person at a bar so I did disagree with her like popping off on him like that because I was like girl calm down like you need to do your job like I get it but then at the same time I was like oh she was just drunken probably in her feels everybody's stressed from like the first episode I was like but also Marciano charged at her that was not fucking cool
no that whole interaction was
that's why I'm like I get them fighting but then yeah him charging at her I was like literally, I was like, she was in the wrong for being drunk and like all that stuff. And I was like, but Marciano definitely charged at her. Not okay.
He just like is one. I don't know. He's like a worse version of Jax. He's an asshole. And I feel like everyone just needs to stay in their lane with the jobs that they do.
Yeah.
Like, just listen. But Eric just doesn't seem like the kind of person who should be in charge.
No, 100% not.
Like, he has no idea what he's doing.
He tries to act like he knows more than everybody.
And he just doesn't know how to, like, command anyone's attention. He's like, I really need them to respect me. That's not happening.
You just met them.
Exactly.
Also, Marciano gives me a little bit of, like, I would say maybe, like, bisexual vibes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see him going both ways. Some of his mannerisms. Like, right. Obviously, he's with women, so mm-hmm. I'm not going to be like, oh, he's gay. Because I do think he's,
honestly,
like...
Honestly, we should have a show, though, where, like, people hook up with... I mean, Vanderpump, kind of, but it's, like, just be more, like, open. Like, why... Like, be more fluid.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever watch Are You the One?
Yes.
I thought that was kind of cool. It was a lot harder for them to find their matches.
Oh.
So I thought that was, like, interesting.
No, I think I thought you were saying the one where everybody was, like, fluid.
Yeah, there was a season... There was one season of it that was fluid.
Yes, I think that's the one I saw, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they filmed it here. The one with, like, Xander.
No, you are thinking of Ultimatum.
Oh, yes, you're correct.
Yes. Yes, so Ultimatum. Are You the One was an MTV show.
Okay, no. Never seen that. Okay. Oh.
Yeah, and it was, like, you went into the show and they, like, interviewed everybody and had everybody take, like, matchmaking tests. So you go into the show and somebody in the house is your quote-unquote perfect match.
Right, okay.
And you have to pretty much go in there and figure out who it is.
Okay.
But then it gets messy because, like, after a couple weeks, some people have already partnered up. And then right. you, like, go in and they're like, oh, well, you're not the perfect match. And then those people don't want to break up. Mm. And then, like, turns out your like, perfect match is somebody else. But then that person doesn't want to get with you now because you've been with somebody else the whole entire time.
Right.
So it gets, like, messy. But, like, if every single couple finds their perfect match within, like, a certain amount of weeks... They, like, won money.
Got it.
But they haven't done those shows in a long time because the same thing, production got sued because one of the girls, I think, pretty much came out that she was, like, sexually harassed. Mm-hmm. And, like, production didn't do anything about it.
That's a bad...
Bad look.
Bad look.
But, yeah, back to Vanderpump Villa. Yeah, I don't know. Like, he was just giving me, like, yeah, like, yeah. bisexual vibes. Like, yeah. some of his mannerisms. And then when he talks about, like, he was, like, talking about how at his old job, they had to put a rule in place about not hooking up with coworkers.
Because of him.
But you notice he didn't say, like, I was hooking up with, like, all the women there. He said I was hooking up with all the people.
Right.
Like, he made a comment like that. Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay.
Right.
Which, I mean, is obviously okay. But I'm like, just, I don't know, come out and say it, like.
But him and Hannah just are they need to.
They are toxic.
Yeah,
they
don't work out.
No.
What's next?
I feel like Steven, the one with, like, the earring.
Yeah.
He's, like, the only professional.
Right.
One there.
I know.
Like, actual professional.
The event coordinator.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the only one that actually respects Lisa.
Yeah.
And, yeah, when Eric switched the entire, like, arrangement. And, like, Lisa makes an entire plan for the guests, which I think is so cool.
Which has, like, reasoning behind why things are the way that they are.
Exactly. And then Eric just not listening.
And just fucks it all up.
And being a weirdo.
Okay, and then when he tried to do, like, the team meeting before Lisa's meeting, that was just, like, embarrassing. Because then Lisa walks in and then he tries to keep talking.
She's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you talking to my employees that way?
Yeah, like, okay. And then I think I saw somebody was like, he was like, you work for me. It's like, you work for Lisa. They work for Lisa.
Right. Who, like, what are you talking about?
Who are you,
about?
Dude? Like, I don't know.
He spells his name E-R-I-C-H, and you cannot trust a man who spells Eric that way.
No, because that's the same way that Gabby's
ex-fiance.
I was going to
say Eric Schwer. Yes, I was going to say the same thing. We can't trust him either. No. He's been in pictures. I guess he's a realtor now, too. I don't understand. He was at
Gabby's
lunch.
Eric or?
Gabby's Eric was at lunch with the girls from Buying Beverly Hills 2 days ago. 3 days ago, four, I don't know. Mm-hmm. That Eric was with them.
All these people just...
are interconnected.
Yes, it's like, oh, somehow. You're on a reality show, we're best friends.
Exactly, me too. Yeah, really weird, I don't know.
I also didn't like... It's so funny, I have an exact note that says Eric equals ill.
Ew.
Grace and Emily, I put, are way too innocent for the show. Hannah and Marciano, toxic. I also have that when Marciano called Caroline dum-dum... the like chef. Remember, he's like, "Hey, dum-dumbed, would you forget?" I was just like,
"And he didn't take it out of the oven.
He told the other guy leave it.
Right.
He told him to leave it.
Light on fire.
Just so I can be like, hey, dum-dum.
Are the chefs, the two chefs, like together? Right.
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought that was his like girlfriend.
I don't think so. I didn't catch on to that. I'll have to like see.
I think we thought that because. I think
they're both foreign.
Because he was like, I do everything for like my, I don't know. And then like the picture, it looked just like her. The photo that he put like with his girlfriend.
I guess I didn't pay enough attention.
But maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I paid enough attention.
But in the next episode, Eric's like going to be going off on the chef and they're going to like go at it.
I feel like Eric's going to get fired.
I hope he gets fired.
I don't think
fired,
he's going to be around very
but
long.
But I did see that they were partying at Vanderpump Garden in Las Vegas and they were all together and he was there.
I mean, even if he gets fired, I feel like I can still see him being there because, like, the show, there it might be like a contract thing.
Yeah.
Like, well, you're in these first couple episodes, so you need to promote it. Right. It's in your contract.
No, for sure.
Something.
Yeah.
So
I hope he gets fired, though.
Oh, I hope so too. I can't. He's I don't think I can stand a whole season of him.
He can't.
Yeah, he's way too much. And I think it's really cute. Everybody's into that Andre guy. Mm-hmm. Well, because I guess he's like one of the decent ones.
Yeah, I like him too. He's sweet. But that girl, her name's Grace, she's so young.
She's super young. She's cute. Mm-hmm. And she's the one who, like, she said her family was, like, religious, right? Her dad, was her dad a pastor? Is that
something
what she said?
Something like that. Yeah, but she's been on, like, her own and has to work really hard.
She's such a little hippie, too.
Right. I know. But she, do you think that, like, them as housekeepers actually do all of the housekeeping? Do you think that there's, like, other people cleaning?
No, because that's only two of them.
I know. I'm like, how do they get the only ones cleaning the toilets?
Well, especially because the groups that come in, they're like six people at
exactly.
a time.
Exactly. That's what I want to know. Like, are there other people cooking in?
Or are they like not even actually clean? They like make the beds.
Right.
And that's it.
Or like take out the trash.
And their cute outfits. I love their outfits.
I know. I love
all of the uniforms
outfits.
Are cute. They're not so like cute. Inappropriate like some of the Sir ones used to be. Like
I know,
those bandana
tiny.
Dresses and stuff like that. Like these ones are actually cute and the shoes are cute.
Yeah. I agree.
I just love everything about the show. Like the aesthetics of it.
The
is just like
of
beautiful.
It, the music. I love it all. It's a really good show. I'm so excited for it.
Yeah. And those three episodes got me hooked. So I'm ready for the next one.
I'm excited
one.
To see like what it turns into eventually. Because I don't know if that just means like, I can't believe that Lisa didn't have any type of like non-compete with NBC, you know, with Bravo, with Peacock, all of that. Because that's like a completely different entity than Hulu, Disney, ABC, and that whole thing. So I don't know how she got a show on two different like streaming giants.
Yeah, without it being like conflict of interest.
Yeah.
Right, I didn't even think about that.
I'm like, is she gonna, I don't know what's gonna happen. But for her, it's good because if Vanderpump Rules doesn't keep going, then she has like another show that's gonna keep, yeah.
Maybe she knows Vanderpump Rules is like coming to a crash ending and she's like, I need to hop onto something new. I also heard that she's thinking about going back to Real Housewives, but not as a main cast, as like a friend.
I saw that, a friend of Garcelle's, but I think that's hoopla. I don't think she'll ever do it. I don't know.
Only time will tell.
Definitely not if Kyle's on it. She does not, like, her and Kyle just hate
are
each
just,
other.
Which is so funny, because, like, the show Dorit. Started and they were, like, best friends.
Exactly.
I don't like Dorit either.
I like Dorit.
I do not like Dorit.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I, like, pretty much, okay, I stopped watching the show when she came on it because I couldn't stand her.
She's just, like, she's done a good job, but the past three seasons she's been irrelevant, which sucks. Because she had one thing happen to her and nobody believes that it's true. So, the whole robbery.
Oh, I guess I don't know anything
about
it.
Oh, yeah, no, they got robbed. She got, like, held at gunpoint and all this stuff. But people think it was, like, fake and set up. So, yeah, I don't know. And I also love Erica Jane. See, I wish
I like Erica Jane.
Lisa Rinna never left.
I like Lisa Rinna. I like the soap opera girl.
Yes, she's going to come back, I've heard.
I forgot what her name is, but I really liked her.
Yes. Oh my god.
I can't think of what her name is.
But she's, I know! Oh my god, it's on the tip of my tongue. But she is supposed to maybe make, oh my god, no.
I like a reappearance.
Richard, no, he'll not. Like, I'm like, why can't I think of it? But yeah, I actually really like her too. So yeah, we're gonna keep going. That shows what's gonna hold us together after Vanderpump ends. So.
Oh, 100%.
I'm rooting for it.
It might hold us together before that. Eileen Davidson.
Oh my god.
I couldn't not tongue. Think of what her freaking name was, but I'm glad we remembered. Okay, I think we just have
Summer House. Oh, I'm excited. I'm so ready.
Okay, so I made a list.
Okay. Did you check it twice?
I did. I made some changes. Some people got crossed out and moved. Mostly it was like the people who were in like my mid. I wasn't sure if I liked you or didn't like you.
Yeah.
They got moved around. So I have a love section, a mid section, and then a straight up do not like section.
Okay.
I'll start off with my mid. So my mid actually started off with Danielle, Amanda, Gabby, Carl, and Kyle. Because I was like, right off the bat, I wasn't sure how I felt about them.
Okay.
But Amanda and Gabby have been moved off this list. And they've both moved over to the love list that so has far.
Paige on it.
So my love list is Paige, West, Sierra, and then now Amanda and Gabby.
Okay.
So Paige I just loved right away. I watched her on that Watch What Happens Live. And then she was kind of like, oh, she's cute.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I feel like she does her own thing. And like, I don't know, she's just kind of funny. Yeah. So I like her. West is really funny, and you know, I just like love a goofy West white boy. West is
so funny. He's the love best a goofy white ever. Boy.
Yeah.
I hope he stays. That's like, because that's my fear, is they always bring someone and then that person doesn't
stick around.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so I really liked him. I think him and Sierra are really cute. Amanda, I moved over. I don't know, I just like her. Like, I love her vibe. She's just very, like, I don't give a fuck about anybody
she's
else.
She's chill. She's cool.
She's, like, in her own. Yeah, I think because she's so chill that's what I'm, like, I really like that about her.
Right.
There was a scene where everybody like went out to dinner, and then after dinner they were gonna go out, and she was like, I just kind of want to go home. And like she went home and like laid in bed, and I think that was like the first night that Carl and Lindsay like got into their fight. So she was just like chilling in bed at home, and I was like, I like that.
Right.
She's just like, she's her my kind of person.
Love to chill in the bed.
Yeah. Paige, she's Amanda, my kind of person.
That's like their whole thing. It's like, let's go home and like just lay in the bed.
Okay, I love that. So which I knew that I liked them. And then so my mid is Danielle. I'm not sure how I feel about her yet. Can't decide if I like her or not. And then there's Carl and Kyle. Because, like, obviously, I like Amanda. So I like Kyle's wife.
Right.
But I'm like, I don't know how I feel about Kyle. Sometimes it seems like she doesn't even like him herself.
No, it seems like she hates Kyle. And
but they've also said, she's at one point said that they've been together for 10 years. So I'm like, I get that. Not saying that, like, I'm mean to Tyler, but right. I'm like, I get it. You're not as affectionate. And
exactly. And he's never grows up. He's always doing like the same thing. You know, he's like 45.
Is he? Okay. Like so 40. That was going to be one of my it's questions. Like how situation. Old is all these people?
He'll never grow up. Yeah. Amanda's a lot younger than him. Amanda's like 33, 34 maybe.
Okay.
Paige, no, because her and Paige are around the same age, and Paige is like 31. They were like 27, 26 when the show started.
Got it. Okay.
So it's been on... It's been on a long time.
Yeah, like, there's 8 seasons.
Yeah, so it's been on a really long time. And Amanda and Kyle Kyle's always been there. Carl has always been there. Lindsay has always been there since season 1. And then Kyle and Amanda are both always on Winter House.
Got it.
But not like Carl and Lindsay and Danielle aren't always. So the whole like summer house, share house thing is like a thing on the East Coast where over the summer or over the winter, you go somewhere in the summer, they go to the Hamptons and they all split a house. And sometimes it's like,
but they're only there on the weekends.
House. Yeah. Okay. So they go, so it's only like I think it's only like an hour and a half, 2 hours to get to the Hamptons outside of the city. So you can take the train or you can drive there. I guess you take the train when you're like young and don't have a car. Mm-hmm. But they all like rent cars. And
I kind of like that. Like they're not being filmed and like on the show 24/7 for like a certain amount of time. It's like, okay, well, you're going to just film
on the weekend,
on these weekends for a month. Exactly. So that's like 4 weekends of filming. So it's like, I don't know. I kind of like that idea.
Yeah. They do it from, they start July 4th until Labor Day, September.
Got it. And I don't know, like, I like the vibe of this show, just, like, the stuff that they do. Like, obviously, I haven't watched the whole thing. I've only seen what's been out for this season so far. But, like, the camping outside, I thought that was just, like, cute. Theme, and, fun. Like, the race car party. Like, all of that stuff is, like, I would want to do that with my friends.
For 8 years, they've been doing themes for every party.
Yeah, and so I, like, I love that.
It's cool. But what's funny is that you say that because people who have been watching it for so long now are, like, let's see what they do in the city. Like, we want a show in the city.
It's I guess cool. That's true.
It's cool to see that kind of stuff. It's cool to see them in their jobs. Like, we only see them drinking, eating, partying.
Chilling, yeah.
But it's like, we want to see them and the things that they actually do.
Yeah. I guess as somebody like you who's been, like, an avid watcher, you're, like, ready for it to move on. I'm not. I'm like, this is cool. I like this. Like, I can do this.
Yeah.
for a while.
The themes are always fun. I love how they dress up. They go like all into it. Mm-hmm. They always have a million Amazon packages outside. A million.
I noticed that. Mm-hmm. So are they sponsored by Loverboy or is that somebody's company?
That's Kyle and Amanda's company.
Okay. At first, I was like, literally was like sponsored by Loverboy because it's, they all talk about Loverboy. Mm-hmm. It's constantly being shown. Yep. Those are like the only cans that are being shown. Everything else is like in a glass. So I was like,
it's what the smartest is this thing that Kyle ever did.
Well, yeah, because now I'm like, I want to try Loverboy.
They're the best. They're so good.
So are they like a White Claw? Like a seltzer drink?
Yeah, like a seltzer kind of, but they're much better. They taste so good. The calories are good. Like, it's just a good brand. It's cute. Like, the packaging is cute. They have a lot of different options, like the limoncello. They did, like, espresso martini in a can. Ooh. I love that.
Yeah, see, like, I'm interested if in trying it now.
Yeah, like, the first time I ever had them, around when they became, like, available here was, like, November of, like, 22. Yeah, November, like,
so, like, recent.
Yeah, exactly. I love them. They're really good. We should get them next time.
Yeah. Yes, I'm super down for that.
So they own the company, and it was really smart because now everyone has to drink Loverboy all the time.
And that's all that's all I hear him talk about.
Yeah. Amanda makes all the designs.
So okay, I think I saw on, like, one of the recent episodes they were talking about, like, this design is, like, Amanda's.
She's the designer of it, yeah, and he asked her. So then maybe you saw, he basically, like, years ago when he thought about the concept, he asked her to help him with the company, and then she quit her job and stuff. But she doesn't really feel like it's fully her company, even though it's both of theirs. But she wants to, like, slow down. He never wants to slow down.
Yeah, you can tell she wants to, like, start her family now.
She wants to, because, like, it is time.
And they're married, so it's like.
And she always felt like since he was older, you know, it was going to make, like, sense. Their timing would make sense.
Yeah, but no, like, by the time she was ready, he would be ready, too.
But no, he's still coming home at, like, 4 in the morning. From a guy's neck.
Yeah. He needs to cut that mullet off. It is ugly. It is disgusting. Oh, I'm not a mullet girl. I know some girls love the mullet thing. Yeah. I'm not one of them.
Yeah. I just love Kyle, and I think he's funny. And what's funny is that Paige and Hannah Berner's podcast, because Hannah Berner was on, like, the first, like, 3 or 4 seasons of Summer House, or 3 seasons. But the reason that she's not on it anymore is because she got in, like, a blowout fight with Kyle and Amanda. Mm. Is because one episode back in season 3 or 4, they were all at a table, and Hannah and Paige were, like, giggling. He's like, okay, well, we have the Giggly Squad over here. And so they took their podcast, Giggly Squad. And now Giggly Squad is consistently in the top 5 podcasts in the country, like, week after week. It's mm-hmm. the best you have to listen to it.
I was going to say, I don't listen to that one, but I'm going to have to add it onto my list now that I'm watching all these girls.
That's the tour that I went to. They're going on tour again. I want to see them again. I don't know if they'll come to San Diego again, but they're the best.
Yeah, I got to listen to it. I also realized I didn't give you my I do not like list. Right. Obviously, it's short. There's 2 people on it. Lindsay. It took me an episode.
Right.
To realize I did not like this girl.
Right. She's been unbearable all the years we've known her.
I was going to say, you can tell, like, by the way the girls talk about her, it seems like there's been tension with her for a while.
There's always been problems, yes.
And then this new Jesse Solomon guy.
I love Jesse. He's funny. I mean, he's definitely a player. And that's all.
And I think that's what it is. Like, his comment, do I only get to hit on the single girls? Disrespectful. Don't like that.
Right, because you started with the first episode and you saw what he said to Paige.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, I mean,
Did you meet Craig?
Yes. Okay, Craig is handsome, but he's not, like, I don't know. I feel like his personality is more goofy than I was expecting.
Yeah, he's very goofy. They're cute together.
Yes, I like them. I like them. And, okay, so when they're all sitting at the dinner table and Kyle calls out Jesse in front of everybody about him, like,
mad.
Yes. I liked that Jesse and Craig didn't start a fight over it. They were just like, whatever. Craig was like, I mean, that's fine. Like,
right. Because he's secure in his relationship and he knows he knows Paige, and that's what would never happen.
So I like how it turned out, but I didn't like in the, like, interview part where Jesse was talking about, like, well, if he's insecure, then he'll start a problem with me, and then I'm just going to have a problem back. And then production was like, well, what do you mean? And then he was like, meaning I would have to, like, just keep hitting on Paige even more. And I didn't like that.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, little things he says. I'm like, you need to grow up.
He just thinks he's, like, the hottest thing ever because he's, what, like, 6'6"?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, I don't know. Like, I just...
There's such a thing as tall man syndrome where because you're tall, you just think you can be...
Automatically, like, douchey.
Exactly. And you think... And you can get away with it because everyone thinks you're hot and tall. And I'm like, being tall doesn't just make you hot.
Yeah.
Like,
person. I don't know. I'm a personality person. Yeah. Big time. And I don't know. Like, I just, I don't like him so far. I mean, yeah. Obviously things can change. People can move around. Yeah, I have Kyle's haircut is terrible. Okay, so in the interviews, Gabby's earrings bug me. Do you know there's like so many hoops, but they're like, it looks like she has a full-on hoop in here, like, yeah, on the top of her ear.
They go so all out for interviews.
And, like, super deep. I don't know. Like, it was a lot. So, yeah. I was like, Gabby, what is this?
Yeah.
But I had her originally on my, like, I don't know if I like you list. Yeah. But then when her and Lindsay are having a conversation, because obviously her and Lindsay are friends. They seem like the closest, not in the house, but, like, and Lindsay's the closest to her.
The summer before that.
Oh. Well, maybe because obviously you said Lindsay has had problems with everybody. Yeah. So maybe Gabby's one of the first ones, or one of the ones now who like hasn't who's had that, yeah, yet. So she's like cool with her, but she wasn't like a yes man when it came to Lindsay. Like when Lindsay was like complaining about Carl and like saying everything, that all their fights are always her fault and like everything bad in the relationship is her fault. I like how Gabby called her out and was like, no, like Lindsay, no, like come on.
Right. Yeah,
she was like not, yeah. So I liked that. Yeah, so that's what made me move her over. I was like, okay, this girl is not just like a, because you're my friend, I'm gonna agree with everything you say and be, yeah, like ride or die.
Lindsay and Carl, like, and that's what's tough is like you not being able to see the progression of it, but they were best friends.
Well, they showed a clip from like 2 years ago, because I guess Sierra used to date one of Craig's friends,
Austin,
who looks like Craig.
I know, I used to not be able to tell Austin, Craig, and Shep apart. They're all from Southern Charm.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And they're all the same. Yeah, Austin sucks.
So Austin, and then they Lindsay showed a clip, him, yeah,
of them kissing, and they said Lindsay and Austin have always been flirty too.
2 years ago. Yeah. So I was like, okay, Lindsay and Carl have not been together that long, and they're already engaged.
No, they were together for not even a year before they got engaged. And at first, it was like so cute. We were all like, "Oh my god, perfect love story!" Because they were best friends, and they tried dating like years ago.
Did Carl and Danielle ever date?
Yep.
I got that. I was able to sense that.
How?
Literally, that's my first. That's my first note.
Yep. Yeah.
Just like they showed a clip of, I think it's supposed to be from last summer, of Lindsay and Danielle like talking.
Yeah, they got in a blow.
And then Lindsay's like talking about like, well, you're talking shit about my relationship. Like, how's this? Like, I don't know, just the whole like feeling I was getting from that. I'm like, Danielle's an ex.
Danielle came to the summer house like season 4 or something because she was Carl's. Or she had come in, but was also coincidentally, like, her and Carl had dated. But then they were, like...
We never got to see them. You never got to see them date.
No, we never got to see them date. And it was very much, like, they were always very cool and, like, cool with each other. Like, no weirdness. Paige and Carl would hooked up.
They did. I do not see her with Carl. Yeah. Ew.
Paige and Andrea, too. You haven't seen the newest episode with Andrea.
Actually, I think I did see him. Yeah. I don't think I finished the episode, but I want to say that I saw who he was. Because they were going to some dinner or something?
Yeah.
Is that... Oh, that's Paige. Paige made a dinner. Yeah. Paige's
dinner, yeah.
He's kind of
cute. Yeah, he's so cute. He's Italian. He's,
yeah, I don't know. Like, he's... I'm not saying Carl's ugly.
No, he's and just Carl like, looks like... Carl's sober because he was an alcoholic. And yes. And like, the whole first 5-6 seasons of the show, like,
it's him being an alcoholic. Yeah. Okay, so I do want to say that when Lindsay was talking about having like PTSD from like old Carl, I get that.
Yeah,
I understood that, like, just with things that I've experienced, like, right, in my own life with people. But so, like, I understood that aspect of it and like maybe why she was like being the way she was, but like, I think she handled it really wrong, and I think that she was being very planned with how she was. Because if you notice when Carl talks about how, like, both times where she's in his face saying, what are you on? She does not say those exact words when they are in the house with the cameras. It's right. Always when they're in an Uber. Which, I by know. The way, can we get them some freaking car? Like, can production pay for them to have cars so we can have cameras in there?
That's what I was like. It's been 8 seasons. Like, what are we doing?
Yes. Like,
why can we not see what's happening?
And all the drama happens in the car because all these people know that they're not on camera.
Right.
So I think she was being very planned with those words, because then later on when he's like being so upset and she's like, why are you upset? And he's like, you're accusing me of being on drugs. And she's like, I never said that. I asked, are you smoking weed? And it's like, well, yeah, you said that in the house with the camera, but what did you say in the car?
Exactly.
Because multiple people, because the first time they got into an argument was when Kyle and them were in the car. And yeah. They even, like, I think Kyle was like, what was bugging me was what she kept saying, what are you on?
Right.
So she's clearly saying that. But then I think she's trying to play, she's attacking him off camera, in my opinion. She's attacking him off camera and then on camera trying to play the victim.
100%.
And I can't stand that.
Yeah. Well, because the whole thing with this season is they're, like, their wedding got called off and Carl told the world that you're going to see Lindsay playing out a very different narrative on camera than what actually happened, or off camera than what actually happened on camera. And she how many times did she say, you're acting like Sandoval right now?
Yes.
She did wants she make, her own Sandoval
in
moment.
One of the first episodes, did she make a comment about Ariana?
Yes.
Okay, because I they said, yeah. I don't remember what it was, but it was in the context of like, oh, like Ariana gets to do this, or right. like if Ariana was doing this, something like about them going to the White House.
Exactly.
And I was just like, is she
Ariana
talking?
Went to the White House.
Too. Okay, yeah. So I was like, is she talking about yeah. Ariana Maddox?
Yeah.
And then later on, she said something about Sandoval. She wants
her moment. Her she moment feels like that. Like Carl did her dirty, and because he's the one that called production when and put like cameras began rolling again. They were already done filming.
It was a Vanderpump?
It was, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, it was See, like I don't thing. Know, like, anything. Because
it
anytime...
It was, like, a month before.
Oh, I didn't
and
know
And then
that.
Somebody also leaked, like, the email that was sent. Because their whole wedding was supposed to be, I think, in Mexico or somewhere. It was at this, like, resort. It was, like, a whole extravaganza. And he called it off, and he didn't want to marry her anymore. And, yeah. No, it's going to get crazy.
This okay, I'm excited that I started.
For sure.
But I'm hoping, okay, so I'm hoping it doesn't turn out like how Vanderpump was for me, where I was like, oh my God, shit went down. I got to watch all of this stuff, get behind it. And then now I'm behind it and it's like, shit.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't want to put my hopes up, I guess, too much. Because I, you know, like, I just recently started watching Vanderpump and I was like so excited because all of this shit was going down. I was like, it's going to be good. And then now, like, this season's not giving.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't want to get too excited about this Summer House season right. being, like, insane because I don't want to be disappointed. But also, I'm not as invested.
You're not as, yeah, because you haven't put 8 years into it.
That's
yeah.
true.
I'm invested. I mean, I know it's going to be bad, and I know Lindsay's going to look bad, but I don't. It's just, like, Summer, it's not as big of a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's wild that it's just, like, an opposite situation. It's, like, a woman, Lindsay, who is lying and, like, trying to salvage herself. Like, it's different.
Yeah, she's being the Sandoval.
Yes, exactly. But there's no, like, cheating and stuff. Yeah, no, it's crazy.
But I'm invested. I do like it.
You gotta finish this episode, and then you have to finish all of episode 8, right?
Yeah, whichever one recently came out with, I think it's Paige's party.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Whole, like, Italian theme, which I love.
And I was kind of dying at her, like, monologue when she was talking about them asking Kyle to be a flower boy. I was dying. And she was like, I would not even go.
No. She's like, are you kidding me? She's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carl officiated. Who?
Paige.
I know, isn't she?
She's like, she's naturally natural. Beautiful.
Natural.
I love her eyebrows. I'm so jealous because they're like nice and thick and I don't have that. So
she's
I'm like,
so cute.
God, I just want to be her. She's beautiful. And yeah, I just like
he
their
He officiated
clothes.
Their wedding. He was their, like, the best friend, the best man, like, to just make, it was so mean. You could see Kyle's face. He was like,
hurt. Like, make him a groomsman at least. Like, you don't need to make
and
him
then
your best man.
Carl says, well, it's Lindsay. Lindsay didn't want him to. Because at that time, on the after show, Lindsay is saying, because they have a Summer House after show.
Oh,
now,
too?
She's saying, well, at that time, their relationship hadn't really been repaired because the season prior, like, Kyle or Lindsay and Carl got into a fight with, like, everybody because they were so annoying. And everyone was just like, you guys are moving too quickly. This is all happening, like, way too fast. And they were just like, you guys aren't supportive of us. And Kyle called Lindsay, like, crazy and this and that. So, like, they weren't friends. And Carl used to work at Loverboy. Like, Carl started at Loverboy.
Okay, I think I heard him talking about leaving Loverboy.
Yeah, so, like, he now is thinking, or now he definitely went back because they did the non-alcoholic cans, which mm-hmm. is really cool and, like, a great business.
Yeah, those actually looked good.
Yeah. So, yeah, he blamed it on Lindsay, but it's like, well, then there's something about, like, men who blame things on their girlfriends or wives, and it's like, oh, well, she doesn't want me to, or I can't, she said that. Grow the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, is that your opinion? Like, no, it's just ridiculous. Why does Lindsay get to choose who your groomsman is?
Yeah.
And then Paige saying, like, he's gonna throw petals at me while I walk down.
Yeah, it's
the
like,
aisle.
That's what she thought about, yes. And I was just like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know, she seems like that kind of girl.
Yeah.
Not a fan of Lindsay.
I think that was a to be continued as well.
I didn't get to the end of it, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah. So
what the fuck is with Bravo?
That's so mean.
Yeah.
Why did they do that to us? Get us to come back.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to come back anyways.
I know, exactly.
But come on.
And there's this show on Peacock now that's like the actual real life version of Yellowstone. It's like a family who owns like this humongous ranch, and there's like a succession happening where like the dad has to pick who's gonna take over. And I'm like, oh, I love cowboy shit.
You gotta really find your guy yourself a cowboy then.
I that's what I'm like kind of interested in. I saw there's TikToks now because the whole like Cowboy Carter Beyonce album, mm-hmm. people were like, I want like a liberal cowboy. Like I want a cowboy who like, you know, believes in global warming.
Yes. Like, and like women's rights.
Right, exactly. Like, can I get that? But also like he milks cows and he rides horses and he has like a nice little hat. I wouldn't mind that.
What about Farmer Wants a Wife?
I've seen
would you go?
No, because
would you sign up for that?
They want like actual women who will help them on the ranch.
Oh, that's not your vibe.
No, I would, but like I'm not as, you know.
I don't see you in like boots and some overalls.
I was in FFA
out on the farm. What is FFA?
I raised a lamb. Future Farmers of America.
Yeah, you raised a lamb and then sold it for slaughter, didn't you?
Okay, all animals. What do you want me to do? I made money off of it. But I showed him and I raised him and I taught him how to walk on a leash.
And guess what? He's dead now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be so morbid, but
yeah,
that's just where my brain goes.
But like you know, I had to wear boots, bootcut jeans.
Oh, yeah. You can make those work.
Yeah.
Okay.
And cowboy boots.
All right. It's official. We're getting you on Farmer Wants a Wife.
I'm putting in my application for Farmer Wants a Wife. That's, yep. What about, like, Girl Wants a Farmer? Can I get on that? Like,
yeah.
Is there a show for, like, girls like me, you know, like, California girls that yeah. just want a farmer?
We can make it.
Girl Wants a Farmer, yeah. Lady Needs a Farmer. Oh, okay, well, that was fun, and I love all these shows.
We got a lot done today.
That was a lot of...
I feel like we've been podcasting...
For 5 hours.
All day.
Yeah.
But, like, in reality, we've only recorded for probably... It's going to be maybe an hour, a little over an hour after we go into post, but it just has been a full day.
It's been a whole day. But that was fun.
It was fun. And we got all the tea spilled.
Right. We drank all of our dirty
all ties. Of our coffee. I let my ice melt into mine, and now it's, like, really watery. But it's fine. It's already towards, like, the end of it, so I got most
of
my...
You got what you needed out of
yeah.
it.
And I feel, like, super jittery now from, like...
You're, like, ready to go. Yeah. See, like, caffeine, like, doesn't do that to me.
I think because I'm already, like, such an anxious
yeah.
person. And, like, I don't take medication for it. So, right. like, coffee, I'm, like, especially espresso.
Right.
Like, I don't yeah, know if you've yeah. noticed, I've been kind of, like... I feel cracked out.
I'm gonna go
yeah, no, I legit feel cracked out. I start to talk really fast.
Right, yeah.
I caught myself doing that, and then I just feel like I'm shaking when right. I'm talking.
No, sometimes I handle like go. I'm like, okay, whoa, calm down, Ariana, you're fine.
Yeah, I'm like, breathe.
Yeah,
breathe.
Well, thanks for spilling the tea with us.
Yes, this one was fun.
Join us next week. Bye.
Bye.
That's my favorite part. Bye.
Bye. This podcast has been brought to you by Strange Kitty Productions.